سيد المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين. All thanks and praises are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Almighty Creator, Maker and Sustainer of the Universe. We send darood and salam upon the final messenger of Allah, Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have performed Salatul Maghrib with Jama'ah and we commence now on this Saturday evening in this month of Rabiul Akhir, 1428, equivalent to April 2007, with our lessons on life after death, in which we are busy with the second chapter. The first chapter dealt with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes as death, the inevitability of death, the inescapability of death, what the Quran Majeed has to say about death, with regard to death, with regard to the life that follows upon death, life after death. In this, the second chapter which we commenced with last week, we are doing at Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained to the people, to the Quraysh of Makkah, to the Kafirin and Mushrikeen, belief in the resurrection, in the Ba'ath Ba'd al-Maut, that there will come a time when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring back to life the dead, the deceased. And this they found incredible, unbelievable, unacceptable to their reason and logic. It was beyond the realm of belief to ever be brought back to life after one's body has decayed, turned to dust, after one has died, after the body has rotted away. To them it was simply impossible by any power to be able to bring the body of man back to life or to put back life into man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran Majid outlines to us the rejection of the Ba'ath Ba'd al-Maut, of the resurrection. I do this particular section so that we can understand from the Quran, firstly, that there is a life after death, secondly, that there is a resurrection that follows upon. After one has been buried in the grave, life returns, yes, but it is not the kind of life as we have in the dunya. All it does stipulate is that the ruh returns to the body and that the ruh remains alive, the ruh never dies. But there comes a time when the trumpet blows and just before Qiyamah, resurrection takes place, when life energy, a person recovers, a person's life is restored, and thereby he is resurrected, he gets up, she gets up from her grave, as life flows back and is put back into the body of man and woman. And as they get up, they dust off their clothes and they are led by the malaikas, the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the field of hashar for judgment to commence, for the reckoning to take place. That is known as the resurrection. It is an integral, fundamental tenet of belief of all Muslims. If one does not believe in the resurrection, in the Ba'ath Ba'd al-Maut, one is not a Muslim, one is a rejecter, one is a kafir, one has disbelieved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we commence now with our lessons from where we left off last week. We are looking at the ayat of the Quran, the verses of the Quran Majid, wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us, passes on to us the knowledge through divine revelation, through wahi, as to the responses and the reactions of the kafirin, mushrikeen of Makkah Mukarrama, to whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam preached the fact, the belief of the resurrection, the Ba'ath Ba'd al-Maut. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran Majid, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَلَئِنْ سَأَلْتَهُمْ مَنْ نَزَّلَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ مَاءً فَأَحْيَا بِهِ الْأَرْضَ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَوْتِهَا لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ بَلْ أَكْثَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانُ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informs us in the Quran Majid, in Surah Ankabut, Surah number 29, verses number 63 and 64. And if you ask them, who sends down rain from the sky? If you ask them, O my Muhammad, Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, my beloved messenger, whom I have appointed as the finest, Khatibul Nabiyyin, Sayyidul Mursaleen, as the leader, as the imam of all the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as the final prophet and banker, after whom there will be no other prophets, no other messengers. If you ask your people, your Arab people, your Quraysh, the people of Makkah, Mukarramah, or of mankind, if you ask them who sends down rain from the sky, and thereby the earth becomes revived, thereby reviving the earth after its death, they will most certainly reply, Allah. Most certainly, Allah says unequivocally that they will certainly reply, Allah. Allah has brought back dead, barren, lifeless earth to life. Then say to them, O my Prophet, O my messenger, saying to them, all praise belongs to Allah. لَيَقُولُنَّ اللَّهُ قُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Say, all praise belongs to Allah. However, most of them have no understanding. Most of them have no understanding. O my Muhammad, know one thing. These people have no understanding. They are so immersed in shirk. They are so absorbed in shirk. They are unbelievers to such an extent that they have no appreciation and understanding of truth. They do not reflect, they do not ponder. Say to them, all praise belongs to Allah. However, most of them, most of your people have no understanding. Most of mankind, in fact, has no understanding. And you know, the reason for this, O my Prophet, the reason for this is, and the life of this world is only futility and play. It's a temporary life. This life is an illusion. It is meaningless. But they have come to believe in this life to such an extent that they think it is the start and the finish of life. That this world and the illusion and the material of this world, that is everything to live for. Therefore, and the life of this world for them is only futility and play. Life of this world for mankind is only futility and play. And verily, the life of the hereafter, that is the true life, if they only knew. Muslimin, here is a very big lesson. Herein is a simile presented comparing the resuscitation, the restoration, and the revival of the earth after it becomes dry, barren, forlorn, as a result of no rains falling over it, turns into a desert. But just let the rain come in there. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revives a barren, dry, lifeless earth as a result of some drops of rain, some water pouring onto it from the heavens, from the skies. The dryness and barren, lifeless earth is soon covered with greenery and freshness of growth due to soaking rains. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can also revive and bring back to life men who have died through resurrection. You lie in your grave for hundreds of years, no, maybe thousands of years, no, maybe millions of years. If Allah can revive barren earth. We say the Sahara Desert is dry, there is no life there, there is no growth there, there are no forests there, there is no greenery there, there are no plantations there because it is a desert. I promise you, if rains were to fall over the desert regions and areas of this world, it would turn, Allah would turn it into forests, into greenery, into undergrowths. Animals would roam all over the deserts of the world if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down downpours of rain there. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, man, don't you open your eyes? If I can restore earth back to life, what is so difficult for me to bring you back to life, to resurrect you? Men admit to the resurrection of the earth due to rainfall, but now you want proof, man. So here is the proof. earth is dry, you begin to worship Allah, you fall into prostration to Allah, you beg and beseech Allah, the churches come together, the synagogues come together, the temples come together, the Jews come together, the Christians come together, Hindus come together, Zoroastrians come together, people of all denominations, all churches, all temples, all religions come together. Everybody begs and worships Allah. Oh Allah, let there be rainfall. We are suffering. There is no food. There is no provision. There is no sustenance. We are all going to die if there's no potatoes and onions and tomatoes and vegetables and beans and fruits. How are we going to live? How are we going to survive? Oh Allah, grant us, and everywhere, groups and groups, now in their hundreds, in their thousands, people congregate in their millions all over the world, seeking, begging Allah for rain. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Allahu Akbar. And if you ask them, who sends rain down from the sky, thereby reviving the earth after its death, they will certainly reply, Allah. Just right. Every denomination, every religion, every group, everyone, even the atheists fall into prayer and prostrate. Even they beg, oh God. Only thing they add is, oh, if there is a God, let rain fall. Even they turn to the Creator and Maker and beseech for rain, because they will die as much as anybody. Then their faith comes into them, and all people of all religious persuasions, all of them pray to Allah at that moment of time. Yeah, how do we know this? Allah says so. All of mankind will turn. You know hunger? What is hunger? Everybody knows through hunger we are going to die. So everybody will beseech Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says so. But Allah saying no. Now pray. Why don't you praise Allah? The atheists, after the rains come down, atheist turns to atheism, agnostic turns to agnosticism, Christians turn to Christianity, Trinity, the Jews turn to their religion, Judaism, they worship their own gods and this dunya and all the material success and wealth and comfort and pleasure. And Hindus go back to their thousands of gods. Zoroastrians go back to their Zoroaster, their god, and the Buddhists turn to Lord Buddha and they worship him. Back to their own gods, back to their own ways. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, look at this. And therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, however, O Muslimin, O you Muslim, O you Muslimin, you know this. You know what is the reason? However, most of them have no understanding. بَلْ أَكْسَرُهُمْ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. This is the word, a revelation pronouncement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't worry with them. O Muslim, don't you be affected by these people who, when the rains come and there is growth again, who forgets the maker of the rain. And so they go back to their idols and their gods and to their shirk and to the polytheism. And so they return to the idolatry. O Muslimin, O my Prophet, O those Sahabas, understand the mentality of people. They are not prepared to worship one Allah, their maker and their creator. And the reason? Then Allah gives the reason. This is the reason. Allahu Akbar. وَمَا هَذِهِ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَحْوٌ وَلَعِبٌ. Verily, says Allah, this world, they believe in this world, they trust in this world, they are so much filled with joy and comfort with the pleasures of this dunya, with the amusements of this dunya, they are so engaged in all the entertainments of this world, that is their life, that is their death, that is all. They refuse to believe in a resurrection, so absorbed are they in the illusion of this temporal world. Very important for us to understand the reply that Allah is giving. Look at the futility, look at the contradictory life. How is there contradiction? On the one hand, when there is no rain, they turn to Allah. When the rain comes, they turn away from Allah. Astaghfirullah. That is how. They refuse to acknowledge that there is a maker, a creator. Only when disaster hits them, then they awaken to the fact that there is a maker, a creator. And they plead to him. But the moment Allah's mercy comes down, they forget him. Reason? Because they worship this dunya. But this dunya, says Allah, is futility and play. And verily, Muslimin, and verily, وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. O Muslimin, O true believers, don't you ape them, don't you imitate them, because for you the hereafter is the true life. If only man knew, if only they knew. Yes, this is the problem. Men admit to the resurrection of the earth due to rainfall and become pleased and happy as a result, because it means continuity of provision and food and fruit. But they fail to accept human resurrection because they have been blinded by the temporal material pleasures and comforts of this worldly life. Allah says, لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If only they knew. So, O Muslim, you know, you believe in Allah. Do you have any doubt about that? No. No, you should not. Because if you do, out of the pale of Islam, you move. You out. You will not be considered on the day when man will be resurrected, when the judgment will take place. If you count yourself out now, then you're out then also. So be careful, be aware. Next ayat coming up for tonight's lesson is as follows. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu alladhi khalakakum, summa razakakum, summa yumitukum, summa yuhyikum. Hal min shurakaikum man yaf'alu min dhalikum min shay. Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. It is Allah who has created you. And after creating you, Allah has provided for you. And then Allah will give you death and again give you life. Are there any of your partners that you worship who can do any of this? Can they give you life? Can they give you birth? Can they give you death? And after death bring you back to life? And then resurrect you? Can they do any of this? Allah can do this. Why? Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. Because Allah is pure, Allah is all powerful, Allah is exalted above the partners that they associate with Allah. O Christians, can your statues do this? Can your symbols do this? Can your cross do this? Can they? Can your gods do any of this? Can your Buddha do this? Can your Zoroastra do this? O Hindus, can any single one of your idols achieve this? What? Birth? Life? Death? Resurrection? Judgment? Can they? It is Allah who has created you, O mankind. Understand this. Allahu alladhi khalaqakum. Allah created you, summa razakakum. Allah gives you sustenance, keeps you alive. Oh, that is why when you're hungry, what do? Allah, Allah, everywhere. Masses of people congregate to pray, to seek, to bow, to prostrate, to worship, to turn to Allah. Meekly and mildly, like slaves, because they know who is the provider, who is the son. Then they recognize Allah is the Rabb, Allah is the Khalik, Allah is the Malik. But the moment downpour comes and the rain cascades and comes down to earth, and the plants, some of them begin to leave the field, because on several occasions it has happened worldwide that while people are praying, and while they are in prayer, rain which has not come for months suddenly starts to pour down. Clouds start to gather as a result of their prayer, because at that time all of mankind is praying to one Allah, one God, one Creator, one Maker, one Sustainer. Allah's mercy comes down. Allah is the all merciful Allah. Does not matter whether he is a believer or an unbeliever, a Muslim or a non-Muslim. Allah's mercy encompasses all of mankind, for all of mankind are the creation of Allah. Allah's mercy enshrouds them. Hungrily people are calling out, O our Maker, O our Creator, O our Provider, O our Sustainer, let there be rain. And they begin to behave. And they leave their idolatry aside for a moment. And Allah's blessings and mercy comes into power, comes to the fore. And the rain start pelting down and coming down. The clouds gather, and so the rain comes down. What happens? Man forgets. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is Allah who has created you. Allah has provided for you. Who? Food, water, breath, life, energy, everything Allah provides for you. Are you thankful? And then remember, eventually, doesn't matter what happens. Eventually death will come to you. Summa yumitukum. Summa yuhikum. But remember, you die, yes, but don't think that's your end. After that, Allah will bring you back to life. Summa yumitukum. Then Allah will take away your life and Allah will cause death. Summa yuhikum. After that, Allah will bring you back to life. Allah will resurrect you. Can any of your gods do this? The idols that you, in disobedience, in rebellion against the command of Allah, then you take stone gods, images, carvings, paintings, and you suddenly start to, then you take the stars and the moon and the sun which I have created, and you begin to worship them, and you leave me, my worship, Allah's worship, the worship of one Allah, and you turn to all these heavenly gods, and you pray to them, and to earthly gods, and you go into the mountains and caves, and you begin to pray, and you take a plate, a pillar, a stone pillar, and you start bowing and prostrating to it, and you make hand-carved statues, and you put it up in your church, in your altar, in a place, and then you go there, and you start prostrating to it, and you start praising and glorifying, and you know what, you go and sit there, and then you ask that stone idol, that stone carving, you go and ask it for food and water and drink and life. Oh man, do you have any sense? Can any of your partners, those who you make and associate with Allah, can any of your idol gods do that? Can they do any of this? They cannot. You know why? Subhanahu wa ta'ala amma yushrikun. O idolaters, O kafirin, O mushrikeen of Makkah, of Arabia, O people of the world who worship more than one God, who associate partners with Allah. Allah is pure, Allah is exalted above the partners that you associate with Allah. You cannot do it, but Allah can. Allah proves it to you. Surah Rum, 30th surah of the Quran, which is ayat number 40, here is given a striking example of the inadmissibility of idolatry and of polytheism. Their gods and their idols, their images and their carvings, their pictures and their spirits, their pillars and their heavenly bodies, none have the ability or the power, nor the sense, nor the energy, nor the vitality to bring to life anything at all. And thus they are lacking in bringing to life anything, or taking life and causing death, and bringing to life again through resurrection, through restoration, and through revival. So, why do you worship? Why do you adore? Oh man, why do you worship? Why do you adore? Why do you revere? Why do you admire any other besides one Allah, the all-powerful Allah, the life-giver, the sustainer, causer of death, and the one who resurrects life again? Do they not see and understand that Allah is exalted, Allah is pure, Allah is glorious? Next ayat coming up is the following. وَآيَةُ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ أَحْيَيْنَاهَا وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ. And the dead earth is a sign for them. We revive it and we bring forth grains from it. We bring forth food from it, plants, all kinds of vegetation, wood for your furniture, for your paper, for all your needs, for your roofing materials, for your floors, for so many different things, for your shelving, for your ceilings. Who provides all the wood and the planks and all for all those things? Allahu Akbar. For your huts, for your habitation, for your accommodation, for your partition. Who makes it? Oh, the whole entire pulp industry. Imagine what man would do without paper. Who provides the paper for you? The writing material. Who provides it for you? Oh man, do you understand? Allahu Akbar. And the dead earth is a sign for them. We revive it. You think we can't bring you back to life? We cannot resurrect you? We cause death and then we will bring you back to life? Don't you see the example? This earth is barren, it is dead, and when the rains come, everybody waits for the rain. And the moment the rains begin to come, mashallah, the dam becomes... What would we do if our dams were dry and no more water came through the taps? Restrictions, limitations, and then no water at all. Tell me, in each one of our homes, if from restrictions came to limitations and then there was no more water, nothing came to, not even a dribble, not even a drop came through the taps. No water, any. What would we do? How would we clean ourselves? How would we make ghusl and baths? How would we shower? How would we make wuzu? How long are we going to continue to make tayammum? What would be the condition of man? What would be the condition of his body? What would be the condition of his clothing? How would he comb his hair? What would he do? How long would he survive? If there's no vegetation, no water, no vegetation, how long would we continue to live? Does man run through his mind? What would be the condition of man? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala took away all the water from this world, from this region, from this area, from this town, from this city, from this province, from this country, oh, it can happen. But look how merciful is Allah. Allah is the provider of rain. If Allah wants to close the tap on rain, man, what would we do? Allahu Akbar. These are the questions the Quran poses to mankind. You say, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O mushrikeen, kafirin, when I, the messenger of Allah, tell you that there is life after death, that you will be resurrected, you laugh, you scorn, you moan, you groan, you jeer, you reject, you refuse. And yet you accept everything that Allah provides for you. Don't you see the causative factors of life? Don't you understand? أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Allahu Akbar. وَآيَةٌ لَهُمُ الْأَرْضُ الْمَيْتَةُ أَحْيَيْنَاهَا وَأَخْرَجْنَا مِنْهَا حَبًّا فَمِنْهُ يَأْكُلُونَ. And the dead earth is a sign for mankind. Don't you see, O man, how we revive the earth after it has become dry and dead? Dry and dead. And then we revive it. أَحْيَيْنَاهَا. And then we bring forth grains from it, all the food you need. How happy everybody becomes. The farmers are smiling. Once rain comes, they're smiling. Why are they smiling? Why are they happy? Because it has come. They are awaited rain. And when the rain comes, they know plantations, their orchards will be filled again. barren, dried, and non-productive earth comes alive due to rainfall. This is a clear sign of revival of the dead. The produce coming from this revived earth provides sustenance for people. Reflect and you will see that mankind will be similarly revived and resurrected by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who revives dead earth. Man, consider, pause, reflect, ponder, think about life. Muslimin, do not become so absorbed and involved in this dunya, in this earth, that you forget death, life after death, resurrection, and accountability and reckoning on the day of judgment, and Jannah or Jahannam that follows upon it, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Next ayat coming up in the Quran Majid, Allah says, أَوَلَمْ يَرَ الْإِنسَانُ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُمْ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ قَالَ مَنْ يُحْيِي الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ. Has man not seen that Allah has created him from a seed, from a mere semen drop, sperm drop? Yet now he suddenly seeks to be an open adversary. All of a sudden he wants to argue with Allah. All of a sudden when he has grown up, he has received energy, he is now clever, he is well educated, he has a profession, he has a job, he has an income, he is earning money. What happens then? All of a sudden he's so full of himself. Oh, he doesn't need Allah anymore. He now expresses his liberty, his freedom, his independence. Here Allah says, yet now he suddenly seeks to be openly argumentative. He wants to debate with Allah all of a sudden. I don't need you, O my Allah. I am now my own boss. I can stand on my own. I don't need you anymore. I have the education for the work that I do. I have the qualification for the money that I earn. I have the home that I need and require. I have built a beautiful home. I have a wife and children. I have enough money to buy food. I have all the necessary conveniences for water. The doctors have pronounced me I'm very, very healthy. I take all kinds of health vitamins. What do I need you for? I don't need Allah anymore in my life. Allahu Akbar. Yet now he suddenly seeks to be an open adversary. فَإِذَا هُوَ خَسِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah is our creator. Allah is our maker. Allah knows this mind of man. Allah knows the heart of man. Allah knows the responses of man. Allah designed us. Allah made us. Allah knows how we will respond. Allah says this so to safeguard us, that we, when we reach that stage, we will know we are always the slaves of Allah. We are always dependence upon Allah. And then, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. You know how he wants to debate with Allah and argue with Allah. He quotes examples for us in argument and he forgets himself. He forgets his low status. Man forgets all of a sudden, I don't need Allah. I'm earning enough. I get bonuses upon bonuses. When I produce and do good work, my boss, my company gives me bonus. I have big shares in companies. I earn millions. I don't need you, O Allah, anymore. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, pause, O man, where do you come from? Think a little, where do you come from? Who made you? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضَرَبَ لَنَا مَثَلًا وَنَسِيَ خَلْقَهُ. And man forgets for a while who made him, how he is made, where he comes from, how low is his status. أَلَمْ يُحْيِ الْعِظَامَ وَهِيَ رَمِيمٌ. him. You know what is his argument? Allah says, he says, who says? That man who's suddenly independent, enough money, enough wealth, enough property, enough home, enough income, a wife, children, comfort, everything he has. Whatever he wants, he signs a check, credit card, he can go anywhere. He has a gold card, he has a diamond card. Allahu Akbar. Everything he has, what does he need? Does he need Allah? No. He says he doesn't need Allah. Allah says, he says, Qala, he says, who will give life to bones after they have decomposed? Oh, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are saying that there is a life, there is a after death, there is resurrection, man will be resurrected, man will rise from... Oh, what are you talking about? How is it possible that after you have decomposed, you have decayed, you have rotted away, you have disappeared into this earth, how can you be assembled again? How can you be restored again? How can you be revived again? What are you talking about? It doesn't make sense. How can all this... You died, alright? In a chemical formula. You fell into a chemical and completely you melted away. Your body simply melted away. How can you be resuscitated? How can you be brought back to life? How can that be? One is into earth. You decay, rot away into the earth. That okay. But now what happens when some kind of a chemical or in fire? Fire burns your whole body. Your body is burnt. Khalas. Nothing left. Burnt. All that is left is your ashes. Now, are you telling us, O Messenger of Allah, are you saying that from those ashes, you were a person of 150 kilos, only a few grams of ashes are left. 100 grams, 100, 200 grams, 500 grams, maybe 1 kilo of ashes is left, that's all. 150 kilogram person, 1 kilo of ashes is left. O Rasul, O the prophets of Allah, I mean, are you saying that from that 1 kilo of ashes, the body can be resurrected? What are you saying? And they used to laugh. And they used to laugh. And they used to mock and jeer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know what they say? Oh my Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what they are saying? They say, who will give life to bones after they have decomposed? Oh my Rasul, say to them, O Muslimin, you say to those who do not want to believe in the resurrection, say to them, what must you say to them? قُلْ يُحْيِيهَا الَّذِي أَنْشَأَ أَوَّلَ أَنْشَأَهَا أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. Say, he, Allah, who gave life to them the very first time, will revive them. Allah knows every kind of creation full well. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ خَلْقٍ عَلِيمٌ. What are you talking about? Your human creation, animals, plants, jinns, angels, everything. Allah knows about everything. Every minute detail about everyone, Allah knows. Everything, Allah knows. Can't you think for yourself? Can't you? Where is your mind? Where is your brain? Where is your sense of reason? I endowed you with a sense of reason. Don't you understand? I made you from nothing. Not even from dust. I made you from nothing. There's still a clump of ash. How much easier it is to make you from something? The ashes are there. The bones have decayed. No problem. When I first made you from nothing, how did you come into the womb of your mother? Think about it. Think of your origins. Has man not seen that we, Allah, have created him from a seed, from a mere sperm drop? from Simon, yet now he suddenly seeks to be an open adversary of Allah. He quotes examples for us in argument, and he forgets himself, he forgets his low status. He says, who will give life to bones after they have decomposed? Say, he, Allah, who gave life to them the very first time, will revive them, will resurrect them. Allah knows every kind of creation full well. Surah Yasin, 36 surah of the Quran Majid, ayat number 77, 78 and 79. Such is the fallacious arguments of the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that men ought to realize and know that they are made of a lowly substance, a mere sperm drop, from which has emerged this big, huge man. Their origins are lowly, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken men to great heights and to supremacy over the other creatures of the world. All of a sudden now, you are saying, I don't need Allah, because Allah has given you brain, Allah has given you profession, Allah has given you qualification, Allah has given you work, Allah has given you income, Allah has given you energy, health, to earn, to live. You have been given all the comforts. And now you forget Allah, now you don't need Allah, now you say, I'm no longer dependent. When you were growing up, you were dependent. Now all of a sudden, you claim to be independent. Are you independent? I can wipe the life off you at any moment. I can take it away. But I'm giving you the opportunity. I want you to live. And understand that you must live as a believer. Allahu Akbar. You must live as a believer. And I will give you the opportunity 50 years of your life. I will give you 100 years of your life. I will give you health. I will give you wife. I will give you children. I will give you home. I will give you wealth. Oh, I will give you lots of power. Everything I will give you. I will grant you. I will bless you. But remember, if you do not show thanks, appreciation, if you do not make shukr, if you do not praise and glorify me, if you refuse to worship me and me alone, and if you refuse to obey my Rasul and my Messenger, and you do not follow the Quran and the Sunnah, if you do not follow the rules of the Sharia, remember, you are going to die. Oh, I will cause your death, and when you die, I will bring you back to life. And when I bring you back to life, you will be held accountable on the day of judgment. Allahu Akbar, their origins are of a lowly, yet Allah subhanahu has taken men to great heights and to supremacy over the other creatures of the world. Allah subhanahu has endowed him with the greatest gift of all, the intellect. Yet with ingratitude, men wish to argue against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as in this case. They refute the ability and power of Allah subhanahu to recreate and resurrect them after death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states clearly that the creator of life can revive and can resurrect at will, and it is not beyond his awesome power to do so. Men need to reflect, men need to ponder over this. Next ayat coming up, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَاسْتَفْتِهِمْ أَهُمْ أَشَدُّ خَلْقًا أَمَّنْ خَلَقْنَا إِنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُمْ مِنْ تِينِ اللَّازِبِ بَلْ عَجِبْتَ وَيَسْخَرُونَ وَإِذَا ذُكِّرُوا لَا يَذْكُرُونَ وَإِذَا رَأَوْا آيَةً يَسْتَسْخِرُونَ وَقَالُوا إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا سِحْرٌ مُبِينٌ أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ أَوْ آبَاؤُنَا الْأَوَّلُونَ قُلْ نَعَمْ وَأَنْتُمْ دَاخِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if the unbelievers claim that Allah cannot resurrect mankind, if the disbelievers, if they claim and they say that Allah cannot resurrect mankind, then ask them, O my Messenger, O my Rasul, ask them whether their human creation was more difficult than the other things that we have created. If early creation was easy, then surely recreating and resurrection is easier. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ask them, O my Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ask them whether their human creation was more difficult than the other things that we created. If early creation was easy for Allah, then surely recreating and resurrecting man, that is easier for Allah. Verily we created them from cohesive, sticky, clinging clay. You, O Prophet, are surprised and amazed at them as they mock and ridicule Islamic beliefs. And when they are admonished, warned about what is to come, they pay no heed. And when they see a sign, a miracle, they begin to ridicule it. And they say, this is nothing but plain magic. Mockingly they say, what? Shall we be resurrected and raised after we have died and become dust and bones? And this will happen to our forefathers also. Say to them, O Prophet, yes, and you will be disgraced when you are resurrected. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pronouncement, a long ayat of the Quran Majid to prove the Ba'ath, the resurrection, that it will take place. Look how many different ayat of the Quran Majid I have recited. Many more are going to be read. But how important it is that there is a life after death, and there is a resurrection, and there is accountability. Life will come back into these old bones, into these decomposed bones. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I made you first. You think I can't make you again? I gave life to you first. How? You think I can't repeat it? The repetition is easier than the original. The original is more difficult, but that was easy for me. Now to repeat, that is even easier. Don't you understand? If the unbelievers claim that Allah cannot resurrect mankind, place this argument in front of them. It is easier now the second time around than the first time. Then I made you from nothing. Now I'm going to make you from something. Which is the easier? When you have the material, when you have the resources, you have all the power? Don't you understand, O man? Ask them whether the human creation was more difficult than other things that we created. If early creation was easy for Allah, then surely recreating and resurrecting is easier. Verily, we created them. How did we create them? Allahu Akbar, man, stop, think, pause. Firstly, we created you from cohesive, sticky, clinging clay, from a piece of clay, a piece of cloth, a piece of earth, a piece of dust. We created you. Look at yourself. All of a sudden you want to say you're independent, you don't need me, you don't have to worship me, you go and pray to stones and gods and images and paintings and carvings. Oh man, where is your sense? Where is your power of thought? Where is your thinking? Where is your reason? Where is your logic? I made you from dust, from clay. And then, O Rasul, O my Rasul, you are surprised and amazed at them, for they mock you, then they ridicule you, what you are preaching, that there is a life after death, that there is a resurrection, that there is a judgment. What do they do with you? بَلْ أَجِبْتَ وَيَسْخَرُونَ. You are amazed, you are surprised at their responses, at their reactions, at their rejection. They're laughing at you and you are surprised at that. Allahu Akbar. And when they are admonished, وَإِذَا زُكِّرُوا لَا يَسْكُرُونَ. And when they are admonished, they pay no heed. La yaskurun. They pay no heed. You're admonishing them, you're warning them. Listen, O people. All the prophets did this. Listen, O people, that you're going to die. You're going to be raised again. There's going to be a resurrection. They mock you. Allahu Akbar. They laugh at you whenever you admonish them. You are serious, O my prophet. The prophets were very, very serious. It was the truth, it was the haq, but the people began to laugh. Allahu Akbar. They pay no heed, and when they see a sign, they begin to ridicule it. So Rasulullah said, how many signs, how many miracles he showed them of the power and the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِذَا رَأَوْا آيَةً يَسْتَسْخِرُونَ. splitting of the moon, miraj of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, animals talking to Rasulullah, greeting him, talking to him. How many miracles Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed them? Hundreds of miracles he showed them. What impact, what Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, how many miracles he showed them? Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, how many miracles he showed them? He even brought the dead to life to prove to them. What happened? Did it affect people? No, it did not impact on them. Allahu Akbar. What did they say? They begin to ridicule it. And you know what they say? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala qalu in hadha illa Seherum Mubin. They say it is magic. They say it is sorcery. They say it is witchcraft. Allahu Akbar. Seherum Mubin. This is nothing. What you prophets are doing, this is plain magic. Mockingly they say, what? You know what they say? They say, A'iza mitana wa kunna turaban wa izaman. Shall we be resurrected after we have died, after we have become dust and bones? Will we be resurrected? They laugh, they roll on the ground and they sit and laugh. One man came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he came and he threw some bones in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He threw some bones. He said, oh, are you saying about Qasim, father of Qasim, are you saying that flesh will be put on these bones? These bones that I'm throwing in front of you, are you saying that muscles, tendons, nerves, flesh, everything will be put on in these bones? Heart, lungs, kidneys, everything will be put around these bones? He's meantime laughing, enjoying the fun. He's making a mockery of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So brave they were. He threw these bones in front of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he says, are you claiming and saying that flesh will be put and life will be put into that body? Allahu Akbar. Shall we be resurrected after we have died and become dust and bones? Are you saying also, O Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, O Musa, O Isa, O Nuh, O Lut, O Shu'aib, O Dawood, oh sorry, are you people saying, are you the messenger of Allah, are you saying that not only we will be resurrected and brought back to life after death, are you saying our forefathers also, people who died hundreds of years ago, thousands of years ago, millions of years ago, are you prophets saying that they will also be brought back to life? And they were laughing, suppressed laughter, holding their stomachs and laughing, ridiculing the Anbiya's and the Rasuls of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Are you saying our forefathers will also be recreated and resurrected? Allahu Akbar. Qul, say to them, O my messengers, O my messenger, O Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, saying, Qala, na'am. Absolutely yes. Undoubtedly, most certainly. Definitely, yes, you will be resurrected. Oh, don't worry. Na'am. Yes, they will be resurrected. Absolutely. No doubt. Without a doubt, they will be resurrected. Wa antum dakhirun. Here comes the warning of Allah subhanahu wa antum dakhirun. And on that day, you will be disgraced. Look at the gentleness of Allah. Look at the language of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will be disgraced. Allah doesn't say you will be punished. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't say you will be burnt eternal in punishment. All Allah says, you will be disgraced, you will be humiliated. You know why these words are used? Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, I'm still giving you a chance. You can turn around now and you can accept the truth, accept the resurrection, accept Islam, become a worshipper of one Allah, become a believer, become a mu'min, become a Muslim. It is not too late. I will still forgive you. I will still accept you. And yes, many were accepted by Allah and forgiven all their sins, all their wrongs. That is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, wa antum dakhirun, a gentle turn, and then you will be disgraced. When? On the day when the resurrection takes place, Surah Saffat, 37th Surah of the Quran Majid, Ayat number 11 to 18. Surah Saffat, Surah number 37, verses number 11 to 18. Those who reject the truth have always adopted the habit of mocking and ridiculing true belief. And the above verses presents the fact that reason should inform men that the making and creating of humans from a lowly substance like clay at the dawn of creation and also subsequently to procreation is a far more difficult process than bringing humans back to life through resurrecting them. The fact that there is life in humans who are made of earth should be sufficient proof of the absolute power and qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to take a piece of clay, to take earth and put life into it. Isn't that enough to open your eyes? Allah takes earth, dead earth, and molds this figure of a human being and puts life into it. You mean to say that one who can do that, the Allah who can do that, can't book life back to you and recreate you and resurrect you? Allahu Akbar. The fact that there is life in human beings who are made of earth and clay should be sufficient proof of the absolute power and qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thus making resurrection much easier and much easily acceptable. The cynics and the skeptics and the pessimists were also shown numerous miracles of supernatural status by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And earlier, to prove to them the qudrat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But this did not allay their carping, their snarling, and their snapping contempt for the haqq and the truth. For them, miracles and reminders and warnings were just matters to be ridiculed, mocked, and jeered. They have been warned throughout time to be prepared for extreme humiliation, punishment and disgrace when death and life after death comes along. Next ayat of the Quran coming up, a very lengthy one. Listen carefully how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the resurrection, how important it is. There are so many verses in the Quran display the fact of resurrection, of ba'ts ba'd al-maut, of life after death, says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna alladhina kafaru yunaduna إن الذين كفروا ينادون لمقت الله أكبر من مقتكم أنفسكم إذ تدعون إلى الإيمان فتكفرون قالوا ربنا أمتنا اثنتين وأحييتنا اثنتين فأترفنا بذنوبنا فهل إلى خروج من سبيل ذلكم بأنه إذا دعي الله وحده كفرتم وإن يشرك به تؤمنوا فالحكم لله العلي الكبير هو الذي يريكم آياته وينزل لكم من السماء رزقا وما يتذكر إلا من ينيب فادعوا الله مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون رفيع الدرجات ذو العرش يلقي الروح من عمره على من يشاء من عباده لينذر يوم التلاق يوم هم بارزون لا يخفى على الله منهم شيء لمن الملك اليوم لله الواحد القهار. صدق الله العظيم. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah is describing with examples the resurrection. Says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, verily, most certainly, definitely, it will be announced to those who disbelieve. What will be announced to those who disbelieve? Undoubtedly, Allah's hatred for you is worse than your hatred for yourselves. Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, all those who rejected the resurrection, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is informing us in the Quran Majid, all you people, O mankind, all of you who disbelieved in the Ba'ath Ba'd al-Mawt, in the life after death, in the resurrection after death, all of them will be addressed on the day of judgment, on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, will say to them, O you kafirin, O you disbelievers, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا يُنَادَوْنَا. Announcement will be made to them, aloud the announcement, it will screech in their ears. Oh yes, the announcement will be made on the day of judgment to all those who reject. Allah is saying this, what will be uttered, what will be announced on the day of judgment? Allah is informing us here in the dunya, exact these words, each one of us, bear witness of what I am saying. The Quran is the kitab of haq, the word of Allah, the true word of Allah. Each one of us will hear these words exactly as it is here. لَمَقْتُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ مِنْ مَقْتِكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. You will hate yourselves more on that day, Allahu Akbar, than what Allah hates you. Allahu Akbar. Undoubtedly, Allah's hatred for you, O you rejecters of a resurrection, of life after death. Yeah. Undoubtedly, Allah's hatred for you is worse than your hatred for yourself. You know how much a person can hate himself? Yet Allah, who made you and created, Allah hates you more than what you hate yourself. I said it the wrong way first time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Allah's hatred for you is worse than your hatred for yourselves, for disbelieving in the resurrection. For when you were called towards true belief, towards iman, what did you do? You rejected the call. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked you to believe in the resurrection, that there is a life after death, that there is a resurrection, that your, you know, life will be put back into your dead body, what did you do? You rejected it. Today Allah hates you more than what you hate yourself. Can you imagine how much a person can hate himself? People become suicidal. They put a gun to their head and they shoot themselves dead. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, undoubtedly, Allah's hatred for you is worse than your hatred for yourself. For when you were called towards true belief, towards iman, what did you do? When Allah's messenger, Allah's Quran, Allah's kalam, Allah's revelation called you to believe in the life after death, in the resurrection after death, what did you do? You rejected it. They will say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you know what the people will say on that day? Allah tells us what they will say. This is what they will say. Allahu Akbar. Qalu Rabbana amattana snataini wa ahyaytana snataini fa'atarafna bizunubina fahal ila khurujim min sabir. They will hang their heads in shame when Allah says, you, I hate you more than what you hate yourself, because you rejected. You saw every sign that you should have believed, but you still did not believe. You still rejected. Allah says, you know what is Allah's hatred? Allahu Akbar. I hate you more than what you hate yourself. Allahu Akbar. Here is the word. لَمَقْتُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ مِمَّقْتِكُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Allah hates you more than what you hate yourselves, because you rejected the calling of resurrection, of life after death, of accountability, of qiyamah, of Jannah and Jahannam. And they will say, here is what they will say. They will say, many of them will go down on their knees, many will rub their foreheads on the ground. What will they say? Here it is. They will say, O our Rabb, we admit you gave us death twice. Once before our birth, and once after living in the world. We were not alive before. Look, our souls were created a long time ago with Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, but we were not alive, we were dead. And then Allah, you gave us birth into this world. That's our first birth. Then we die and we are reborn again. Life comes back into. After death, life comes back. Allahu Akbar. So that is why what they will be saying on that day, on their knees, buckled, pleading, crying, weeping, beseeching. What will they say? Oh, our Rabbi, we admit you gave us death twice. And you, O Allah, granted us life twice. One in the dunya, one in the akhirah. Now all of a sudden they're admitting. Too late. What's the use of admitting on the day of Qiyamah? Allah is telling us, admit it here in the dunya. Allahu Akbar, here it is. They will say, here are the exact words, قَالُوا رَبَّنَا أَمَتَّنَا اثْنَتَيْنِ وَأَحْيَيْتَنَا اثْنَتَيْنِ فَأَتَرَفْنَا بِذُنُوبِنَا فَهَلْ إِلَىٰ خُرُوجٍ مِّن سَبِيلٍ. Oh, our Rabb, we admit you gave us death twice and you granted us life twice. We now confess our sins. Allah, today here on the day of judgment, we confess our sins and we request you, we plead with you, O Allah, is there a way out for our predicament on this day? O Allah, is there a way out? Allahu Akbar. Fahal ila khurujim min sabil. The eyes will be going around. Oh Allah, is there a way for us? Is there a solution for us? Is there forgiveness for us? Can we repent for our sins? Oh Allah, will your mercy help us today? Oh Allah, will your compassion guide us today? Oh Allah, is there a way out for us from our predicament? And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, here's Allah's reply. Allah says it will be said to them that there is no escape. No escape for you at all. And this is because when Allah was proclaimed to you as one, you rejected the tawheed of Allah. But when partners were ascribed to Allah, you believed it. You believed it to be true. When you were told that Allah is in three parts, three in one, one in three, you believed it. And O Yahud, you believed in this dunya and you worshipped this dunya. This dunya you made into your God. Well, power in this world. What did you do? You killed millions of Muslims. You were the cause. Oh, you got into a partnership. And you formed a partnership. A partnership for Allah. And then you worship the partners and you worship God. And for power in this world, power belongs to Allah. You are supposed to live here according to the command of Allah, in obedience to Allah. But you wanted power. You made yourself into gods and demigods. And you wanted to exercise power in the world. And so you sat on your thrones in America and Europe. And what did you do? You dictated to power. And you bombed innocent people. And you killed innocent children and mothers and old people. You destroyed countries that I made for habitation and for living for people. And you destroyed and poisoned the waters. I made pure water. You poisoned the water. I gave people pure lives. You put germs into their life to kill them. Is that all the things you did? Here on the day of judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is why I hate you more than what you hate yourself. Look what you did. I gave you power. I gave you knowledge. I gave you education. I gave you government. I gave you power. I gave you wealth. I gave you minerals. I gave you source. Everything. And I gave you life. I gave you health. I gave you wealth. What did you do? You abused it. And because you abused it today, Allah says, Allahu Akbar. لَمَقْتُ اللَّهِ, my hatred for you. Allahu أَكْبَرُ مِنْ مَقْتِكُمْ, is greater than your hatred for yourself. This is not what I created you for. I did not create you to usurp my power, my qudrat. You wanted to have all the qudrat. You wanted to have all the power. You wanted to be gods. Allahu Akbar. Here it is. And what will they do on that? When they see Allah's power manifest clear for them on the day of Qiyamah, you know what they're going to do? On the knees, pleading. Oh Allah, is there a way out? Is there a way out for us? Here is the way. فَهَلْ إِلَىٰ خُرُوجٍ مِّن سَبِيلٍ. Oh Allah, is there a way out for us? Oh Allah, is there an escape route for us? Allah, you were the most merciful. Some mercy, a little bit of mercy. Show us a little bit of compassion. Allahu Akbar. It will be said to them, there is no escape. And you know why there is no escape for you? This is because when Allah was proclaimed to you, when the Tawheed of Allah was proclaimed to you, O man, obey Allah. O man, obey one Allah. O man, worship one Allah. What did you do? Allah, when Allah's Tawheed was proclaimed to you, what did you do? You rejected. But when partners, all the priests, millions of priests of the Christian faith, millions of priests of the Hindu faith, millions of rabbis, of Zoroastrians, of Buddhists, of atheists, all will be gathered there. All of them will be there. The priests will be pleading more than the rest. They will be pleading on the knees. Oh Allah, is there a way out for us? Or is there, we made a mistake. Oh yes, but you rejected. But when partners were ascribed to Allah and you believed in them, you stood there on the pulpit and you said, Trinity, Trinity, Trinity. And worship Mother Mary also. Four, not three. Not just God, not the Son of God, not just the Holy Ghost, but you said worship Mary as well. And you put up a stand there in your church of Mother Mary, and people worship who? Jesus as the Son of God, and then they went and worship the mother of that God, Mary. Do you have any sense? On this day you're pleading to me, you're screaming and shouting for mercy. Allahu Akbar. Oh no, there is no escape, because when you are invited to the worship of one Allah, who invited them to the worship of one Allah? Sayyidina wa Nabiyina Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu. He is the Khatimun Nabiyyin. His message, his invitation, his Tawheed is for the whole of mankind. This Quran is the proof of the message of Tawheed, of the message of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu. Oh mankind, this is a universal Kitab. In this kitab is, O mankind, worship one Allah. O mankind, prostrate to one Allah. This salah that we make is not only for the Muslimin, it is for the whole of mankind. Allahu Akbar. And what did you do? You still preach Trinity. You still preach all your stone gods, all your idols, handcarved idols, and you worship them. And now you're pleading today to me. You believed it to be true. And you believed in the shirk. Judgment belongs to Allah. All of you remember today. You who are on your knees and pleading to me, remember. Judgment belongs to Allah. Allah is the exalted. Allah is the great. Allah alone will decide what happens to you. It is Allah who shows you His signs. It is Allah who sent you food and sustenance to you from the heaven. Only those who are heedful and mindful, who turn constantly and submissively to Allah, they will be saved on this day. Therefore, supplicate to Allah, making all religion and worship exclusively a year's advice to mankind. Now, when you read this, what must you do? This is what you must do. Allahu Akbar. What you must do, only those who are heedful and mindful, who turn constantly and submissively to Allah, therefore supplicate to Allah, making all religion and worship exclusively for Allah. Even if the disbelievers dislike it, oh Muslimin, be careful. Muslimin, be careful. You worship only Allah. You seek only from Allah. You worship only Allah. You praise and glorify only Allah. You bow and prostrate only to one Allah. You seek from in your needs only one Allah. If you are sick, ask for health from Allah. If you are hungry, ask for food from Allah. If you are thirsty, ask for water from Allah. Oh yes, every time Allah, one Allah. Muslimin, be careful. Don't you land yourself with the kafirin and mushrikeen on the day of judgment. Allah is the exalter of ranks, who exalts and raises us. And Allah is the owner of the arsh of the throne. So worship only one Allah. Allah, who is alone worthy of worship. Allah sends wahi, revelation, by His command to whosoever of His servants and His messengers He pleases, so that they may warn people about the day of meeting, about Qiyamah. This Quran I have given to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu. O Muslimin, be mindful, be careful, follow that Quran and follow that messenger, so that they have come here to warn people about the day of meeting, about about the day of Qiyamah, about the day of accountability. The day mankind will come forth and nothing of theirs, no belief and no action will be hidden from Allah. Allah will announce to whom does all kingdom belong today. Allahu Akbar. Allah will announce on that day, Limanil mulkul yawm. On the day of Qiyamah, each one of us will hear Allah's announcement will be made. Limanil mulkul yawm, O you mushrikeen, you kafirin. And all the atheists and all the people who rejected the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mushrikeen, kafirin, mulhadeen, munafiqeen. These are the four groups. All of you. Zalimeen, mujrimeen. These are the words used in the Quran. All of you assembled here. Limanil mulkul yawm. Who is the boss today? Allahu Akbar. Whom does kingdom, all kingdom belong? Who has all power over everything in this universe? And the reply will be, all will reply, all of creation will reply, kafirin mushrikeen will also reply, Lillahil wahidil qahhar. Lillahil wahidil qahhar. Everything belongs to Allah, the one, the all-powerful, the omnipotent Allah. And they will rub their noses on the ground as they say it. Lillahi al-wahidil qahhar. The ahadith are still going to come. I'm giving only the Quran. In the ahadith that are going to follow in the next chapter, Allah subhanahu, not next chapter, the one after that, there you will hear the stories from the hadith. I'm only doing Quran now, hadith is to come. There you will hear how they are going to plead, how they are going to rub their faces on the ground so the nose and the forehead will all disappear. That's how they are going to cry to Allah. Because in front of them is the view of Jahannam and the burning and roaring. And Jahannam is beckoning to them, come here, I am waiting for you. Jahannam will swell, its fire will begin to roar like thunder and lightning inviting them. You people, I am waiting for you. Come, O Allah, let them come. I'm waiting for them to punish them for the way they rejected your tawheed and your qudrat. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us. Jazakumullah wa akhiru da'wana. Anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Azan.